Welcome to the Go Hack Something podcast, where education and technology meet. On today's episode, I'm going to talk about Arduino Day 2018. I'm your host, Will Bushy, author of Wired for Coding. And Ross Wickman is actually on assignment today, so he's not going to be joining us. It'll just be me. I'm sure we'll get an update from him when he gets back. So in today's episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about Arduino Day 2018. But before I get into that, I thought I'd give you a quick update on some of our Hack Sioux Falls events. Now, the two are kind of related because I'm going to host our Arduino Day 2018 as part of one of our Hack Sioux Falls events. But this weekend, which when I'm recording this, it's going to be in early May, we did a soldering workshop. So we invited all of the Hack Sioux Falls kids to come out and learn how to solder. I bought a bunch of little kind of cheap kits from China. They cost about $1, maybe $1.20 a piece. You get them in packs of 10 or 20. And they're all, actually, they're all exactly, they all use the same IC. They'll use the 4016, which is a decade counter. And then they use different things that they kind of cause as the trigger. Some of them have a 555 timer and just cycle through a counter with the potentiometer so you can vary the speed. And so it just essentially goes from left to right. Actually, these were inverse, so they went right to left and counted up and then cycled back over again, and you could adjust the speed. Another one of them was a little bit of a kind of a roulette wheel type of a design, and it did use a 555 timer. And I'm not exactly sure how they were trying to differentiate it a little bit on the how often it got triggered and create a little bit of a randomness. But the LEDs went around in a circle and then slowly stopped on one of the numbers to kind of create a little random counter between, I think it was 0 and 10. And then also there was a push button on it that you could press and then have it restart. That was actually kind of a neat little kit. And then the third kit that we had was also using that 4016 decade counter, and it was using a microphone, and all it did was as it picked up a loud enough sound, it would just count. It was just the impulse into the counter, and then it would just increment one each time. But the event went really, really well. We went through an entire spool of solder. Some of the kids went a little crazy with the quantity of solder in there. Had a few solder bridges we had to clean up. But in general, most of these kids had never soldered before, but they really took to it very quickly. I was very impressed at how little trouble they had. And these kits can be a little bit tricky. I did solder one up in advance to see, and sure enough, even I pulled a trace up out of one of them. So we had, I think there were 15 kids total that did a soldering project. And out of them, there were four that I ended up taking home with me to debug. And of course, I couldn't resist but to sit down and that night debug them because it was just driving me crazy as to why they wouldn't work. Two of them did the same thing. It would only do the last, I think it was four LEDs. So the first six, it wouldn't light, which was kind of an interesting thing. A couple of the guys there were trying to debug it during the event, but couldn't quite figure out what was going on. Just double checked all of the joints and all looked to be fine. Well, what happened was, is that was the ground plane and it did pull a trace on there. And so then the ones to the right of where the trace was pulled would never light because they couldn't make the ground connection. And then once it got up to that point where the connection was still valid, it would go through. So I scraped a little bit of the solder mask off, put a little bridge around it. It's all good. And then I had two others that, and I didn't notice this when we first got started, but some of the kids were just grabbing resistors and sticking them in, even though there were three different distinct resistors. Different sizes resistors on one of the kits. But some of the kits were a little bit easier. They would just have two or three resistors and they were of the same value. So that didn't really matter where they were going. But there was one kit in particular that had four different resistors with very, very large discrepancies on value. And if you did get them put in incorrectly, it wouldn't cycle through. So those other two projects both actually were the same problem. They had just a couple of the resistors inverted. So I popped those out, put them back in. And in the end, we were successful. I got all of the projects, all of the kits to work. Surprisingly, a lot of the kids first try got them to work, which was actually better than my test one. The test one that I did, I did not get it to work the first try. I ended up without even noticing it pulling a trace up. It took me a few minutes to debug that. But anyway, the event went really, really well. The kids enjoyed it. I completely underestimated the amount of time it was going to take to solder up these kits because we didn't have a lot of people to volunteer. It was just a couple of us. And we didn't want to have all 20 kids or 15 kids show up at the same time. We wanted to be a little bit more hands-on. So we broke the kids into groups of three kids. And I thought, well, 20 minutes is enough. We'll give a little bit of buffer in there. Well, that wasn't even close to enough. And I mean, it was taking more like an hour to get through. So we ended up doubling the kids up, doing about six at a time, just so that we can continue to move them forward. We had three there was four different soldering irons that we could use. And we just kind of shared them back and forth. So one kid would put the resistors or the components in while the other one soldered theirs, and then they would switch back and forth. But it went really, really well. I was impressed at how quickly they picked it up. And honestly, they had some really good solder joints using good equipment, good soldering irons, and good clean solder makes all the difference in the world as well. So that part of it went really, really well. But anyway, the point of today's episode was going to be just a quick update here and an announcement of an event that I've got coming. And this is something that is way beyond even just Sioux Falls. There's this event called Arduino Day 2018. And what it is it's a worldwide celebration of the Arduino platform. I don't know how many years this has been going on. I did notice it after the fact last year on 2017, and I was trying to find when they were going to host it again so we could host one here in Sioux Falls, and I couldn't find any schedule, and then all of a sudden this popped up in my Facebook news feed, actually just a week ago, so this was less than 2 weeks before the event was scheduled to start. It was a sponsored ad through Arduino, just mentioning, hey, here's upcoming a date if you'd like to create an event or sponsor an event. And so I took a look at it, saw what kind of requirements. There really wasn't a whole lot. If you go to day.arduino.cc, it'll have the whole thing there. And I know the deadline, by the time you listen to this, the deadline will have already passed in order to register an event, but you can see what events are. So even if you're not around Sioux Falls, where we're at, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, for hosting our event, go ahead and check that website. Again, that's day.arduino.cc. And they've got a nice map there. You can zoom in and see if there's one in your city. The U.S. was very underrepresented when it came to events that are being hosted. But the thing about the events is it's very open. They listed, I think there was around five different things that they suggested, and you could pick what type of an event yours was. And it could be more than one, but they wanted it to be either educational or demonstration, where you could have people come out and show the projects that they were working on. Or they could also, they dubbed one as a hackathon, where if you wanted to invite people to come out, maybe work on a specific problem. And then they were also just doing more of kind of a workshop type of an event if you wanted to invite people to come out and work on a project or learn it. What I decided to do, since we're right in this will be literally right in the middle of our Hack Sioux Falls event, which was a 90-day challenge. So this will be right in the middle of that 90 days. What I thought would be really cool would be to host an event and invite anybody to come out, but have our Hack Sioux Falls kids actually do the demonstration, show some of the projects that they're working on. So that's my plan. It's going to be May 12th, which is Arduino Day. That's a Saturday, and ours in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, is going to be hosted at Journey Group. This is the same place that we're holding our Girls Breaker Day, which you'll hear more about next week. And then we're also we also did that last year as well. But this is right across the street from Sky Zone if you're looking for a landmark. And our event, we're going to have it from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. So right before that, our kids are going to get together, work on their projects. It's going to be a working session, so they're going to be building their particular project. We're going to be helping them out if they get stuck on anything. And then after that, at 3 o'clock, between 3 and 5, we're going to open that up to the public. I'll have the kids set up with their Arduinos and their LED strips, but then we'll also have just some extra Arduinos laying around that they can use to do some demonstrations on how to set up a light, blink an LED, maybe even work with a button or a switch. And then I'll also invite others to come out if they've got Arduino projects that they would like to share. I know there's a handful of people in Sioux Falls that I know that build different things with the Arduino platform. And I've got all kinds of things that I've built over the years. So I'll bring a bunch of things. One item that I was literally just working on today and got it finished up is a quiz show or a game show button system. So mine's got 6 buttons, and then an Arduino is controlling it. And then each, just whenever you want, you can, you know, ask a question or something, and then you can have up to 6 participants. Whoever rings in first or pushes the button first, their LED on the button will light up, and then it won't let anybody else buzz in. So you can see who is the fastest to buzz in. Very simple. The code, ultra simple. All the code does in the Arduino platform is check to see which button was pressed first, and then I set it up to blink the button 8 times, about 700 milliseconds apart, and then stay lit for about 3.5 seconds. So you could see who the winner was, who pushed the button the fastest. But I'm going to take that with me. I'm going to have that on display. People can play it. They can take a look at the design. What I've decided to do is kind of sandwich the control board and the Arduino between a couple pieces of plexiglass with some standoff so that you can see the top and the bottom, and you can see the soldering work that I did on the board that made the connections. One of the things that I was initially struggling with was how do I make the controllers be able to be plugged in and then unplugged so that it's not bulky to move around. Or if you didn't need 6 buttons, you only needed 2, there's no point in having all of the buttons there. What I ended up deciding to do, only because I had the parts on hand, was use some RJ45 connectors, which are Ethernet connectors. Those have 8 connections in it, and I needed 4 for each of my controllers, 2 for the switch and 2 for the LED. And that allowed me to double them up. So each RJ45 plug has 2 controllers on it, each with their own separate wire. And then I did 3 of those for a total of 6 controllers. It worked out really, really well. I'll talk about that here on another episode. And then I'm also in the process of editing a video that I shot of the build process itself. And I'll probably create an instructables here at some point. But anyway, today I wanted to just make this announcement about the Arduino Day 2018. Love to have you come out. Love to have you bring some kids that might be interested in electronics. If you have built some projects with Arduino, or maybe you're just curious about the Arduino platform, you know, we'd love to have you come out. And the other big thing, too, is to just see what these Hack Sioux Falls kids have been doing. You know, I know we're going to have a big showcase here in another month or month and a half to show off the final projects. But even just to come in and see some of their kind of midway progress, I think would be really neat. And you don't have to be just the Arduino. I mean, if you're using ESP8266 or really any of those prototyping boards, we'd love to have you come out and kind of show off what you've been doing. I've built a number of different Internet of Things projects. So I've got a tote that I've been just kind of dragging around with me with some of those projects in them. And then some of my IoT projects have backend dashboards that we can look at. So I'll have all those available too. I've got one that's monitoring a lab over at Zeal, and it's controlling it's controlling a little portable space heater with a thermostat in there so that we can control the room temperature within about a half of a degree Celsius. That's an interesting project just because you can watch it over a long period of time. So you can see over the last 24 hours, what was the temperature? What was the humidity? How often did the relay click on? And that whole project, while it took a long time before we got all of the bugs worked out, it's super, super stable. It seems to be working very well right now. So yeah, so kind of a little bit of a shorter episode here today, just since I'm solo, since we don't have Ross to ask me any questions about the upcoming event. Again, real quick, May 12th, between 3 and 5, is our Arduino Day 2018. So if you head over to day.arduino.cc, you'll see a list of all of the events. And the one in for Sioux Falls is also listed there. And from that listing, I do have an event page. It just points over to a Facebook event. If you head over to that Facebook event, you'll be able to sign up, get notifications, you'll be able to see who else is coming. And then throughout the week, I'll be posting updates there as well about some of the projects that we'll have on display. And then if anything comes up, I'll post them there as well. So even if you don't live in Sioux Falls, I would definitely encourage you to see if there is an event near you. And even though you won't, if there isn't, there's not enough time to get registered for your own official Arduino Day. But if you want, you can always host your own. I don't think there'd be any issues with that as well. One thing I will note, too, is how well the Arduino organization has set this event up. They've got a very nice website that lists all of the events. And then when you do register, they do have a pre-vetting process. And then, mine got approved within probably 4 or 5 hours of me getting the initial post submitted. And then once you're approved, they send you a full packet. It's all digital, but they've got headers that you can use for your social media. They've got a full PDF file explaining everything, you know, what you should be doing as part of your event. They've got some examples of schedules in case you're not entirely sure how you want to run your organization, or I'm sorry, run your event that day. Ours is going to be super simple. It's just going to be a come, check out the projects, maybe learn a few things. But I get the impression that there's some of these that are taking place around the world, maybe very big events, and they may be the full day. And I think people are going to get a lot of value out of it just to get to understand a little bit more about that platform. But again, if you missed out this year, no big deal. You can check back here. I'm guessing it's going to be in May of 2019 as well. So anyway, that's what I've got for you here today. Thanks for joining us. If you have not left a review on Apple, we'd love it if you'd head over and give it a big 5 stars. As always, you can join the conversation on our Facebook page. Just go ahead and search for Go Hack Something within Facebook. To subscribe, search for Go Hack Something pretty much everywhere where you get your podcasts, or head over to our website at gohacksomething.com for all of the links. Thanks, everyone, and we'll be back with you next week.